good news, the images of smiling U.S. military police using Iraqi prisoners appeared in newspapers around the Middle East on Saturday, further angering Arabs who condemned the United States and insisted that they shatter the U.S.'s image as a promoter of democracy and human rights. With the Arab newspapers shutting down on Fridays, only the Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya TV channels had aired the images. Mohammed Hassan Taha, an editor at Nile Sports News Television, said Arabs should not allow the humiliation of Iraqis, which he called the humiliation of all Arabs, to pass quietly. The Arab League said Saturday that the photos were beyond disgust and that such acts might have been expected from Saddam Hussein, but not those claiming to bring freedom and democracy. The Cairo-based party said the League had complained of abuses by the U.S. forces after a mission to Iraq in December and feared that more cases of ill treatment were going unnoticed. After his December visit to Iraq, the Arab League produced a report that said violations of human rights and international law by occupation forces had embittered the populace. A spokesman for the organization said the mission had heard similar accounts of abuse in Iraqi prisons, but did not have supporting evidence, though it had raised concerns with the Iraqi Governing Council and the U.S. Embassy on its return to Cairo. Jamal Khashoggi, media advisor to Saudi Arabia's ambassador in London, said U.S. officials responsible for policy in Iraq should be held responsible for such acts, which he said reflected deep contempt for Arabs. News reports quoted many Arabs on the streets saying that the U.S. campaign to win the hearts and minds of Iraqis was now a lost cause. Meanwhile, New York-based Human Rights Watch said any investigation should also include the superiors of the soldiers involved. HRW Executive Director Kenneth Roth said that the brazenness with which these soldiers conducted themselves suggests they felt they had nothing to hide from their superiors, who, he added, should be closely scrutinized to see whether they created an atmosphere of impunity.